Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm Beth Williams, coming to you from chilly Colorado in the USA, right here at Hill Country Recording Studio. I say chilly because the wind is blowing, it's a little bit chilly out there. It's the time of year when the leaves are changing and the aspen trees are making this beautiful, tinkling bell sound. I hope that wherever you are, day or night, listening to this show, that you're doing well, being kind to others, and spreading a little joy wherever you go. I want to especially welcome all of my listeners around the world and in the USA. I hope you enjoy the music I bring you where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind. However, just to shake things up a little bit, I'm going to kick the show off with my wild card. That means someone not from Colorado or from Texas. I'm going to do a tune called Broken Wing by legendary Minnesotan singer-songwriter Lonnie Knight, who has long been known as a stellar guitar player. He's won several Minnesota Music Awards for Best Guitarist. Lonnie is no longer with us on this earth, but his music lives on. Be sure and check him out at LonnieKnight.com. Special thanks to my old buddy Freddie Arger in Texas for turning me on to Lonnie Knight's music. Here's Lonnie now with Broken Wing.
Come down and see me when I'm old and gray. Come down and see me and I'll sing for you. That's the only joy I have that time can't take away. The song, the word, the day, and a broken wing. Melodies of life I've tuned to simple chords. I am pagan in tomorrow's eyes. I am moved by promises of sad rewards and sheltered neath the touch of a broken wing. Broken wing, I call to you, fall through your sky. Broken heart, I'll sing for you, bring you to life. I'll give you shelter from night. I will fly among the stars on trails of light. I will leave a message in my way. I will ply my silver oars through wounded nights. My guide will be a bird with a broken wing. I will love and hate and not apologize. I will let the rainbow wear my shoes. I will welcome death when life is realized. And I will dance behind the birth with a broken wing. Broken wing, I call to you, fall to your sky. Broken heart, I'll sing for you, bring you to life. I'll give you shelter from night. Come down and see me when I'm old and gray. Come down and see me and I'll sing for you. That's the only joy I have that time can't take away. The song, the word, the day, and a broken wing. Thank you.
fresh air. Fresh air.
That was Something Happening in the Air by The Scones, who are a Colorado trio performing what they call Rockin' Americana. Be sure and check them out at sconesmusic.com. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Beth Williams. I'm playing some indie songwriters for you today. And let's listen to a tune by Colorado songwriter Paul Frazier from his CD, Paul Allen Frazier. The tune is called Hey Ray.
He listens when you're talking. He hears you clear as day. Those yellow eyes, they pay attention, but he don't care what it is you say. He's got gas that'll knock you over. He's got feet that are webbed and wide. He can take a punch, but you can't pin him. Stronger than the dogs, even twice his size. Hey Ray, you Chesapeake Bay Retriever, you don't come when I call your name. You're as stubborn as a fence post. Don't you run the other way. Yard birds run when Ray gets sneaky round the farm and through the trees. Two times now they've been his breakfast, and two times now you can hear us scream. Hey Ray, you Chesapeake Bay Retriever, you don't come when we call your name. You're as stubborn as a fence post. Don't you look the other way. Once I thought a little humor might restore my wife's foul loss. So I bought Ray this rubber chicken, and now I've learned who is the chicken boss. Hey Ray, you Chesapeake Bay Retriever, you don't come when we call your name. You're as stubborn as a fence post. You got size, you got brains. Hey Ray, you Chesapeake Bay Retriever, you don't come when I call your name. You're as stubborn as a fence post. Now don't you look the other way. Hey Ray. 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 All right.
All right, that was Hey Ray from Paul Allen Frazier's CD. And the name of the CD is Paul Allen Frazier. And it just so happens that I have Paul here in the studio with me. Welcome to the studio, Paul.
Hey, Beth. Glad to be here. This is fun.
I'm so glad you're here. I love your CD. I love playing a bunch of songs off of here. And tell me about that tune, Hey Ray.
Hey Ray was written for my dog, who I still have. He's 12 years old, going on 13. He's a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. And we've had him since he was a puppy. He loves our farm. He really loved the chickens, which we had to sort of make an agreement with him. And the song talks to that quite a bit.
You have another song on your CD that I often play. It's called Pat's Organic Farm, which is about your farm and about your wife. Is that right?
That's true, too. It's Pat's farm. It's not my farm. I try to help as much as I can, but I'm told what to do and where to do it. And so I'm an assistant.
You're an assistant
yes.
to the... Yeah, okay,
yes.
good. You live on the western slope of Colorado, of course. And are you from Colorado? And if not, how did you end up here?
I'm from South Florida originally. My mother was a singer and actress, and which sort of led us to live in different places. We lived in Seattle and Virginia and other places too, but... in the early 70s, I moved to Colorado from Atlanta, where I was playing music, and we stayed and we moved around a little bit within the state, and eventually about 12, 13 years ago, we moved to the western slope of Colorado.
Okay. And do you think you'll ever leave, or is this it?
I think this is probably it. You know, it's agreed with us really, really well as far as farming rural life. And there are wonderful musicians and artists over here. It's small town. Our family lives here nearby, and we have grandchildren nearby too. So we're all pretty happy about it. It's good. Yeah.
You look really happy. So first of all, how long have you been playing music professionally?
Professionally, probably started when I was about 12. We had a little band. I played drums. I talked my mother into letting me eventually play drums. And we started a little garage band. I think we were 11 or 12. And of course, our parents would put us in their station wagons and drive us to sock hops or wherever we could play. Wow. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's great. So let's see. Let's talk about what all instruments do you play?
I guess I would say the first instrument was primarily drums and percussion, although I always sang, and I think that was from my mother's background as a singer. I didn't sing the songs she did because when you're a teenager, that's the last thing you want to do. But it led me to understand how to use the voice a little bit more properly. I play guitar a lot. I've been doing that since I was 14 or 15. And banjo I played for about 10 years in bluegrass bands. And I tinker around with a piano. I wish I had studied it a little bit more diligently. But I'm able to get around it a little bit. And those are my main instruments.
So you wrote all of the songs on this CD, Paul Allen Frazier, and it's available on CD Baby, right?
It is. It's still available. And it was a project I wanted to complete some years ago just to go through all the songs I thought would be fun to do and play all the parts on them. And certainly I would have done some a little differently now, years later, but that's what we do, is we learn from our experiences, and it was a lot of fun.
Good. And you have another CD that you did with the Solar Brothers. Tell us, you are a duo with Roy Martin.
Right. Roy and I play together. We've been doing this for about 6 or 7 years. We call ourselves the Solar Brothers, and we came out with an EP about 2 years ago, maybe three, five songs that we wrote and recorded here in town, and we love playing as the Solar Brothers, which, by the way, we're not real brothers.
Right.
But we both live off the grid. So we thought that would be a catchy name, and people seem to like it.
We do like it. And I love the T-shirts y'all wear, like Solar Brothers looking, what would you say, tie-dye T-shirts.
Right,
very, very
right.
Cool. Yeah. So I have been to your house, and I've seen your music room, and on the walls I've seen pictures of a much younger you, and I see you've played in a lot of different bands. I know that you have a degree in music and that you teach, so tell us all about all of those things.
Let's see. To start with the pictures, I guess I'm like a lot of people. We take pictures during our life, and we put them away, and when we built our house, I wanted to have a music room that was a little bit larger, more accepting of lots of things like pianos and studios. So found the old pictures, bought some frames and just hung them up on the wall. And it's just sort of fun of different incarnations of people, friends, musicians, bands from the late 60s through today. And that's what I've got up on the wall. And sometimes the hair's a little different, you know, it's longer or whatever, but those were good years.
Yeah.
Let's see, as far as my background, went to Florida, got a degree in music composition and minored in percussion. That was the early 70s, and was right out on the road playing music with friends and making a living of it, just barely. Went back to school in the late 80s and got a degree in music education. So then I started teaching in public school for about 20, 25 years while I was still playing music, and got another degree later on in education also. But I retired about 12 years ago and from teaching, but I have still, for the last 12 years, taught part-time, and I enjoy that, and it's a lot of fun. Our school is small, and it makes it a lot easier to communicate and the kids to communicate. So I teach music from preschool through sixth grade.
You work with a number of bands.
I think in our community here, we have this opportunity to play with a lot of different people, and we put bands together, and sometimes it's interchangeable. But I play with Roy Martin with the Solar Brothers, play with another band called the Lug Nuts, and we are more of an electric dance band, country, rock and roll, boogie kind of things. This latest thing with the Dawson Springs band is really fun because, as you may know, you're in the band.
I am in the band.
Yes. And it's so much fun because we get to stretch out vocally and musically with our friends Larry Claxton and TK, who plays the banjo. And it looks like Beth and I will be doing some playing as a duo.
Right.
Pretty soon, too.
Yes.
So we're actually in the process of putting together some things for that. And that's really exciting, too.
Yes.
Different dynamics. I'm liking it.
Yeah, it's great. Like you and I were talking about before, you know, we both play in all these different bands, all these different kind of music. Mm-hmm. But I think at the core of us, if you're a songwriter, that is always just kind of stirring in you. And I'm excited that we're going to try and do this thing together, song swap, whatever you call it.
Right. And that's really different from other things that we're both involved with.
Right.
Which is not to say one is less or more important, but it's just another facet of having played music for all our lives. And, I'm really excited about doing that. In fact, hoping to do an EP, working on that this winter, and hopefully we'll finish it this coming spring.
Right.
And that'll be a lot of fun.
That will be. Well, you know, as I told you, even though I've been in Colorado 5 years and I've known of you, I may have met you before, but not until Larry Claxton brought you over here to rehearse with the Dawson Springs Band did I actually hear you. And you are an incredible musician, singer, songwriter. And I'm like, good grief, where has this guy been hiding? And so it's really an awesome thing that I'm excited to be working with you as well. And you write wonderful songs. And I think we're going to end this interview with one of my favorite songs from your CD that I play often. And the song is Many Years Ago. Can you tell me about that tune?
Sure. It's a song about my mother. And she passed away some years ago. We were really close, as many sons and mothers are. I was an only child, and we had many years of just being the two of us. And so that, I think, really helped the bond adhere even more. As I said, she was a singer. She had a couple Broadway shows she did back in the 40s, television shows and things, and she had an incredible career, and as I became older and older, I started realizing just how much that took to do that as a single mother and a wonderful person. So I wrote this song about her, and it was many years ago that she had these things that I try to establish that sentiment in this song.
You know, it's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. I mean, when I hear it, I'm just so moved, and it's really a song of heart. You can really hear the heart of this song. It is gorgeous. Oh, I forgot to ask you, before I play the tune, one more question for you. Words of wisdom for young songwriters or musicians in the music business. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one because the music business has changed so much through the years. What would be your words of wisdom, something you'd like to impart?
I was lucky when I started because I didn't have a problem singing as I was playing different instruments. And a lot of my friends, and this goes back decades, were maybe not so quick to do that. Maybe we were shy or whatever. But I would say that you should sing, you know, even if it's just for yourself in your own room. Eventually, there will come a time when someone will ask you to do that, and you'll be able to do it. You'll have the confidence to do that. And since you're born with that instrument, it seems pretty reasonable to do, and everyone can sing. So I think that's pretty important. As far as the business, it has changed a lot, and it's hard, you know, to give advice on that in this year, 2017, compared to when I was coming up in the 60s and 70s. It's changed so much. there's more opportunity, but there's more competition.
Yeah.
So I think you need to be able to market yourself and do so many things yourself, and there are opportunities to do that, recording yourself on your computer, YouTube, and so on. At the same time, you want to be careful of your musical integrity, and you can cut yourself a little thin. So when you find yourself doing everything, you still need to understand you're doing music.
Right. Yeah. Don't forget the music. And, you know, that's exactly what happens to me often because I'm so busy with so many projects. And that's why this songwriter thing that we're doing is exciting because it's to focus back to the, oh, yeah, let's go back to the basics. Mm-hmm. So, Paul, thank you so much for joining me. And right now, everybody, here's Paul Frazier doing his song Many Years Ago.
Thanks, Beth.
When memories of years gone by return, melancholy mist my eyes, these feelings in my heart are worn. For all the things in life I think I need to get me through, it's really only simple feelings. Deep inside, it's true. This memory from you to me, somehow I know you know. I remember what you taught me many years ago. I feel as the older man, and at times I feel as the child, thinking that I understand, or I'm searching every mile. For all the things in life I think I need to get me through, it's really only simple feelings deep inside you knew. This memory, you to me, somehow I know you know. I remember what you said many years ago. This melody from you to me, somehow I know you know. I remember what you taught me many years ago.
Anything and everything you've got. You better hold on to love and let go of what is not. You better have a will to survive. Can't swing a hammer when you're too drunk to drive. It's gonna take everything you got just to stay
life is cool. Oh,
Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm Beth Williams. That was Rubber Bands by Issa and Joe Allen. Right before that, we heard Mr. Roy Martin doing his song Been Down There. And of course, before that, we heard Paul Frazier. Ah, what do I hear? I think I hear the rustling of the West Texas wind. It's time to listen to some Texas songwriters. We're going to do a triple shot, actually. We're going to start with a tune by Freddie Arger. You need to check out his website. I was just reading his bio. He lives in Austin, Texas, I think, but he was born and raised in Hibbing, Minnesota, and he's not only a songwriter, but a writer. You know, he writes books and he's a photographer. He's got some great music. So we're going to do a tune of his called Untitled. Following that, another Texas songwriter, Mike Blakely, who has a wonderful new CD that's just come out. First of all, it's a beautiful cover. I really do like it. And he recorded it at LZL Studios, I think, in Kingsland, Texas. And the song that we're going to play off of this today is Easy Rambling. But right now, let's check out Freddie Arger with his tune, Untitled.
She went down last December off the Cape of Good Hope. SOS went haywire, and the sea sealed her in like an envelope. They said her course was libel, and they quoted a verse from the sailor's Bible. No one knew there was a fisherman saw the whole thing through his telescope. They found her capsized compass on a rainbow of oil slick of confidence that disappeared quite suddenly. There was a message in a brandy bottle and a note in the first mate's log. Neither mentioned a mutiny. The papers only said, I hope you remember me. I hope you remember me.
Too fast till I was out of breath. Seemed like a time or two I about ran to death. I started slowing down. It wasn't all that bad. Now I'm living it, the best times I have had. It's all learned how to slow down, smell a rose or two. It's all easy rambling. Ease up on the pedal and get a little easy rambling too.
Mm-hmm.
of the road. She gives me what I need. Now a Sunday drive is just about my speed. So baby, come on in, up on the shotgun side. Let me take you on one easy rambling ride. It's all easy rambling. I finally learned how to slow down. Smell a rose or two. It's all easy rambling. Ease up on the pedal and get a little easy rambling too. It's all easy rambling. Finally learned how to slow down. Smell a rose or two. It's all easy rambling. Ease up on the pedal and get a little easy rambling too.
In my way, zigging, zagging right and left till the break of day. Traffic lined up heel to toe down to just one lane, crowding up my tailpipe. Get me off this train.
Not my monkey, not my circus, not my monkey, not my circus. Not my monkey, not my circus, not my monkey, not my circus. Not my circus, not my monkey, not my circus, not my monkey, not my circus, not my monkey, not my circus.
When I feel like a freestone peach hanging on an apple tree, everyone else within my reach ain't it all like me. Times when I don't fit the mold, I hear my grandpa say, shake the dust from off your shoes, just turn and walk away.
Woo! Not my monkey, not my circus, not my monkey, not my circus, not my monkey, not my circus, not my monkey.
not my circus.
That was Fiddle Wham Diddle doing their song, Not My Monkey. Just remember, next time somebody tries to drag you into their drama and circus, just start singing that tune, Not My Monkey, Not My Circus. And actually, Not My Monkey is a bronze medal finalist in the Global Music Awards. We wish them well. Before that, we had Mike Blakely from his new CD. The tune was called Easy Ramblin', and be sure and check him out, MikeBlakely.com. And then, of course, before that, Freddie Arger with that wonderful song, Untitled. Headed back down to Texas now, we're going to do a tune by Miss Niecy and the Ear Food Orchestra. And let me read what it says on their CD. Enough people turned out at Sam's Burger Joint to keep the big shed looking respectable. The band played well, the Sam's staff was on top of their game, and Hollis, the sound god, taped the show without the band knowing it was being taped. So this is a live recording, no overdubs, no punch-ins, nothing. It's just the real deal. So here we go with Miss Niecy and the Ear Food Orchestra doing their song, Crescent City Blues.
Charles Avenue.
I'll be driving my Ford truck to buy a barbecue.
I'll be spending money on booze and voodoo dolls.
I'll be home waiting for that long distance call.
Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse.
Maybe you'll get there, gonna find you at first.
Maybe this time around it won't be such good news.
Maybe you're gonna come back. Broadway, things don't look the same.
Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse.
Maybe you'll get there, gonna find you've been cursed.
Maybe this time around, it won't be such a good news.
Maybe you're gonna come back with the Crescent City Blues. Alright, George, let's hear that saxophone.
Tina's wearing my new shoes.
I'll be here in Texas, got nothing left to lose.
Looking at the Acme, hoping to find a pearl.
I'm here at the IHOP with a late-night working girl.
Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse.
Maybe you'll get there, when I find you been cursed.
Maybe this time around, won't be such good news.
Maybe you're gonna come back.
Come back.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beth Williams. And now, folks, it is time for the Gospel Minute. Today's Gospel Minute is Joseph Rinn and Higher Ground doing their song, Higher Ground.
Every time I feel your tender, loving eyes look into my heart, I know the love of God is real. A caring heart, ministering grace, so kind can bring a cool drink of water to my mind. If my life gets weary and my heart grows sad from all the times this world tries to fill my mind, a gentle persuasion and a kind and caring hand can lift me up, higher ground. Higher ground, that's where I'll be. Higher ground for you and me, free from strife. In the fullness of life, we're walking in light. Walking in light. If your life is tempest-tossed, confusion crowds your very thoughts, remember that word of God that heals. It's Christ inside you, and a household knit in love that can lift you up to higher ground. Let us walk together, let our hearts grow together, as that word becomes clearer in our minds. Yes, there is a power brighter than the morning light in spring that can lift us up to higher ground. Higher ground, that's where I'll be. Higher ground for you and me, free from strife. In the fullness of life, we're walking in light. Walking in light. We're walking in light.
Loud and clear. Don't worry, I heard you, and I'm already out of here. One of us is crazy, and you're screaming in my ear. Shatters like a crashing mirror, solemn shadows of the beauty and the balladeer. It's time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, cut or run, don't freeze. Time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, run, don't freeze, yeah. Work like a river, pulling you along then. 8 years bittered by your belief that I was wrong. You feel like the heroine in some sacred haggard song where no one gives a dog a bone, and lonely victims volunteer too long. It's time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, cut or run, don't freeze. Time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, run, don't freeze. Go into your shell, girl, your fairy tale's begun. Say you've been through hell, maybe you just married a one. And I'm already out of here.
One of us is crazy and you're screaming in my ear. Shatters like a crashing mirror, the torn shadow of the beauty and the balladeer. It's time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, cut, run, don't freeze. Time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, run, don't freeze. Time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, cut, run, don't freeze. Time to cut, run, go on, disappear. It's time to cut, run, don't freeze. That was Beth Williams, yours truly, singing Cut, Run, Don't Freeze from my CD, Touché. You can learn more about that CD and all my other music on my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com. That's it for me this time around. I hope you've enjoyed the Colorado and Texas songwriters you've been listening to. You can learn more about them if you go to my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com/radio shows. That's where we archive these shows. I'll be back next week, same time, same station. Until then, hope you'll join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, and my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music. So until next time, this is Beth Williams, wishing you well.